From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. South Sudan's rival leaders, President Salva Kiir and Vice President Riek Machar, have called for a ceasefire aimed at ending several days of attacks believed to have killed hundreds and threatening to lead the impoverished East African nation back into civil war. Michael Makuei-Lewith is the country's information minister.
This order shall be cited as the Republican Order No. 17, 2016, for the declaration of cessation of hostilities between the Sudan People's Liberation Army, SPLA, and the Sudan People's Liberation Army in opposition, SPLA-IO, 2016 AD.
It directs commanders to control their forces, protect civilian life and property, and safeguard any ethnic group that may be targeted by soldiers under their command. At the UN Monday, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon condemned the killing of two Chinese UN peacekeepers and urged the Security Council to take swift action.
First, impose an immediate arms embargo on South Sudan. Second, enact additional targeted sanctions on leaders and commanders blocking the implementation of the agreement. Third, fortify the UN mission in South Sudan, UNMISS. We desperately need attack helicopters and other material to fulfill our mandate to protect civilians.
Civil war, which erupted in South Sudan in December 2013, lasted 2 years, killed thousands, displaced millions. An arbitration court in The Hague Tuesday is expected to rule in a three-year dispute between the Philippines and China over Beijing's claim over virtually all the South China Sea. China has boycotted the case and insists it will not abide by the ruling, which some observers expect to go against China. This is VOA News.